Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Bills, Bucks, 1 o'clock live Sunday right here on 96.5 WCMF. The beloved 1 o'clock Sunday home kickoff.
Well, you love these.
In Orchard Park. I do love these, although the weather is not going to be cooperative. Mid-40s and rain on Sunday. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Joining us as they do every football Friday, our good friends from 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar 3 to 6 every weekday. Mike Danger.
Morning.
You and Tommy are dressed exactly the same today.
We got the memo.
Yeah.
Shack It Boys.
Are you depressed?
I mean, I don't feel great. I don't feel great.
Well, you don't look good.
And our fellow
joiner,
if you want to log on and see what he has done today, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Yard can't see, but I'm winking at the camera.
He's the poorest pirate I've ever seen because he can't afford a hook.
You have a trowel, a shovel?
It's a shovel.
It's a gardening trowel. It's a gardening scoop.
Yeah. No, it's not. A shovel's big. That's a trowel.
This more surface.
Were you putting in bulbs?
No, he's putting in bulbous into that shirt when he gets dressed in the morning.
He looks like he's in a cover band.
No, he does. He looks like Vince Neil, lead singer of Motley Crue.
Like, you're going to be at Pineapple Jacks tonight. Two shows.
Did his mic just die? Talk.
No.
All right, kind of. Here, just don't get as close as you move it back.
What do you want from me? This thing just falls.
You broke character. Way to go. Why would you not get a hook?
Because I thought that Spirit Halloween was going to be open all year round. And much to my chagrin, it was not.
Okay.
I went to the website and it said, thanks for a wonderful season. And I said, oh, no. So I had to go to Wegmans and get an actual medical eye patch.
And garden trowel. Captain Trowel.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to start with Danger for a little while here.
Kay. Please.
Two-thirds of the break room are down bad on the Bills right now.
Yeah.
And it sounds like most of Bills Mafia. You know, everyone wants everybody fired right now. Tommy has said the Bills, he guarantees the Bills will not make the playoffs.
Ooh.
Kimmy is guaranteed they will not win the AFC East. Mm. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Even though, last season, at this point, the Bills were 7-2, and every win they had was against a team that had not made the playoffs. 2 years ago, the Bills were 6-3, got to 6-6 at one point before they won the AFC East. 3 years ago, the Bills, after 9 games, were 6-3. We have been here before. We do this every single year.
Sure.
Why this year are people flipping out more than they have in the past?
It's expectations. It was expectations going into the season, expectations on how the season started, and we go through this every year. You're right, but you know what? This is a function of good teams. If you look around the NFL, there's a lot of teams having the same conversations about their team that are winning like Philadelphia right now is the one seed in the NFC. And in Philadelphia, all they want to talk about is how bad the offense looks.
Thank you.
Green Bay wants to fire their head coach and thinks their quarterback isn't good. He might not be good. But they had expectations to go to the Super Bowl, and they're playing below expectations. When you play below expectations, people forget, you have a winning record. You're going to make the playoffs. I don't know about winning the division, but you're going to make the playoffs. And when you do make the playoffs, I don't think there's a lot of teams that are going to want to see Buffalo in the first round.
And I'm glad you brought this up because we live in this echo chamber, and I get it, right? I get it. Like, if you're a Bills fan, you are consuming most likely only Bills material. And and this is the most important team in the world, obviously, to you. But you're right. Danger is right. Every NFL team is having the same exact conversation in every city right now. Like we said, the best team in the league right now is 7-2 and just traded two first-round picks for a corner.
Who feels good about their team right now? Maybe New England, because they've exceeded expectations, right? You went in from last season and you've improved this year.
Pat doesn't like the coach.
Jumbo Jonas? No, you're not a fan?
I'm stealing that.
Go ahead. I think that might be one of the only teams in the NFL where people, like, you're exceeding your expectations. Indianapolis, you're exceeding expectations, but you're also kind of holding your breath that your quarterback doesn't turn into a pumpkin again.
Okay. We turn to, according to John, long-faced John Silver. Ryan.
Patrick.
The injuries have what been, what's, yeah, the
injuries. Got that?
The injuries. He stresses a pirate with a shovel in his hand.
And duck boots.
And I, it's raining outside.
It's the injuries that are killing the Bills. And what sucks is you have two key pieces, it seems, in Ed Oliver and Michael Hoyt, who will not be back this season. Do the Bills have the ammunition to right the ship for the rest of the season?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. Ooh. However, I will say, if on the offensive side of the ball, we're talking everybody eats, I think we should try to adopt that on the defensive side of the ball as well. But who knows if they have the bodies? I don't think they have the bodies to keep up the pressure. But if, as long as Joey Bosa and A.J. Epinesa and Greg Russo are able to keep up the pressure, I think we might be okay.
All right.
Kind of losing that pirate vibe there.
Shut up!
Careful, he's got a shovel.
You look like you host a toy drive where sick kids throw toys at you. Come pelt Gary the unhappy pirate.
All right. Tommy made some picks this morning. It was not pretty. Let's get to our first pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen on Sunday.
He's turning into King Pick. That was brutal, man. That one in the end zone was just brutal. Yeah, he'll do too.
Yes?
Yeah.
You're saying yes? You think he's got it in his system?
I don't think this kid can shake whatever is bothering him.
Wow.
You realize that Dolphins loss was a week after he played arguably one of the best games of his career.
Right. You built this team to beat Kansas City, and you beat Kansas City.
Okay.
You just forgot you got to play a whole bunch more games in Kansas City.
Man, it's amazing how he keeps using that take when he called me an effing idiot when I had it too.
Well, I'm using your logic.
Use my
I'm
logic?
Learning
yeah,
the game from these
the
experts. Okay. I'm growing as an analyst.
Uh-huh. So to be clear, you are over. You're over 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen on Sunday. Okay. All right, Danger, the Buccaneers are one of the best teams at turning the ball over in the league. They're 6th in the NFL, 1.5 exactly per game. That being said, they're forcing fumbles, not making interceptions. They only have 2 picks so far this season. Over, under, 1.5 interceptions, or excuse me, 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen.
Yeah, I mean, based on how they played last week and how the tone of this team has kind of shifted, it feels like they're going to be taking this a little bit more serious. I think they're coming to play pissed off, and I think you're going to see Josh Allen be very protective of the football. No turnovers for Josh Allen.
None.
Well, he's been slaloming. He had no turnovers against Carolina and Kansas City, 2 turnovers against Atlanta and Miami. So, I mean, if we're going based on patterns, danger's right here.
Should he be protecting the ball all the time?
Should it be protecting the ball all the time? Yeah, sure.
His job?
Sure,
right.
He should
be quarterback. Here's the ball.
He should be protecting the ball all the time. Yes,
I don't
you're
want
right.
The ball. Give it to Gary the Happy Pirate.
Let's turn to, according to Baron Von Butt, Ryan, 34 cheeseburgers and a diabetes diagnosis in paradise.
What?
Jimmy Buffett.
Yep.
Oh.
No, Ryan knows him as Jimmy Buffet. Over, under. 1.5 turnovers for Josh Allen.
I'm with Danger on this one. I think that there's going to be more of an emphasis on protecting the ball, and I also think that Josh is going to really take advantage of his legs this week, and I think that that's going to reduce the likelihood of turnovers. So I'm taking the under.
Go home.
What no. else has he got, man?
No.
How about a shirt?
You'll see.
Okay. So neither of them agree with you.
Yeah, but I'm feeling good.
Are you feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like they're going to play, like they're protect the ball.
That, yes.
And that's when you get hurt.
That does, what?
Yeah.
This question
yeah.
is, what
you're
is
playing it too cautious.
Okay.
And you're going to lose, and you're going to lose the ball.
Let's keep in mind, you went 0 for 5 last week, a golden sombrero. You have no leg to stand on here, much like we had said this morning that you couldn't come in with a peg leg because there is not a wooden peg leg that has the structural integrity to hold your ass up.
Shut up.
Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 1.5 touchdown passes for Bucks quarterback Baker Mayfield.
I'll take the over. It's Baker's day.
Ooh.
He's fired up. He wants that progressive ad back.
Have you watched any Buccaneers football this year?
I did talk to my buddy down there.
Yeah.
But that was last year. No. I have not.
Okay.
No.
So you're flying blind.
Where would I see a Buccaneers game around here? Like, I'm going to seek it out?
Yeah.
I watch one football game a week. I give my viewership to the Bills. What did I get out of it?
Wasn't the Bucs game the 1 o'clock game on Fox last week? Here?
No, I didn't watch that.
Okay. According to Andrew, we turn to Blue Cheesebeard. Ryan?
Patrick?
Baker Mayfield has thrown for 16 touchdowns this season so far. And in 9 games, he's thrown over 1.5 touchdowns 6 times. So he's 66% on that. Over under 1.5 touchdown passes for Baker Mayfield.
I think some people have forgotten that at the beginning of this season, Baker Mayfield was in consideration for MVP, playing out of his mind. They have a good young receiving core. They have good veteran receivers.
Young, why would they? Okay.
What?
Yeah, they have the oldest receiving core in the league.
But they got that rookie.
Yeah. Does Tommy know about Emeka Abuka?
No, because I wasn't even going to try and bring that name up.
Emeka Abuka?
You think he's going to be able to say that name?
Emeka Abuka. He plays soccer.
Here, let Ryan
you should
talk.
Play soccer.
Let Ryan talk for a second, and we'll try it again.
All right.
So, go ahead, Ryan.
They got kombucha, and I think that's going to help give you the difference there. I'm going to say that Baker is going to take the over. I'm taking the over for Baker. Two so, touchdowns.
He's with me.
What's the name of the receiver?
A Baker Amuka.
Danger?
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield was pissed after that Patriots game last week.
So was it that close? I didn't know.
It was, no, then that's a weird thing. He threw for 3 touchdowns. But the game wasn't that close. It was one of those, we should have done better, da-da-da-da-da. Does he ride that into a 2-touchdown pass game, over under 1.5 touchdown passes for Baker Mayfield?
I like Baker. I do. I mean,
he's your kind of guy, too. That's what a douche you are.
I like.
He's a good kid.
He's got attitude. He's fiery. You can tell
talented.
His teammates will run through a wall for that guy.
Funny guy.
He's got Emeka Abuka. I'm taking the over.
Great actor. He sells it. Now, Josh just gets everything handed to him. He does.
He has his take this morning that Josh Allen has had everything handed to him.
Oh, I got a pretty girlfriend? Oh, I don't want that. Give me an actress. Oh, I want to be MVP. I should get that, too. I should get everything.
Baker Mayfield.
I need 7 houses and 14 avocado farms. I want that, too. He's a crybaby.
Baker Mayfield, first overall pick, did not have everything handed to him. But Josh Allen, on the other
came up tough. Yeah, I came from a rough area, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. He did not.
He didn't know his family.
His mother drove him to Oklahoma when he transferred
from Texas.
That's
when they first met.
Okay.
He was hitchhiking and got picked up by his own mama.
Mike Danger.
In Oklahoma.
95.7 The Fan.
And a weird pirate with a gardening trowel.
Ryan Duffy from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Had a half pirate kid.
With a gardening trowel as a hand. This is...
It's practical.
On a ship.
It's hard to steer.
What could you use a gardening trowel on a ship for?
There is more surface area.
Let's get to our third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under 1.5 a touchdown catch for Bills tight end Jackson Hall.
I ain't heard of this kid. He ain't getting in the end zone.
He's had 2 touchdowns. He scored last week.
I didn't hear it. I wasn't paying attention.
He's from Yale, right, Kimmy?
He went to Yale, then Georgia Tech.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Smart kid, engineer.
And by Georgia Tech's really not that great of a football school.
You've heard of him, haven't you?
Yeah. Certain guys have come out of Georgia Tech.
I ain't taking this kid.
So you're under?
He's some Southern reject boy.
He went to Yale.
He went to Yale.
That's not in the South.
And I think he's from Utah.
So to be
Salt
clear.
Salt Lake City, to be exact.
To be clear.
You are under.
Utah gentleman is not getting in there.
Utah gentleman. You are under one half a touchdown catch for Jackson. Danger, we found out currently Georgia Tech ranks 16th in the country.
Yeah. Georgia Tech is everybody's second choice in Georgia.
Sheesh.
Nobody likes Georgia Tech in Atlanta. You won't see one Tech jersey.
Georgia. Are you having a stroke right now? You need Ryan to use his trowel to knock that thing loose?
Clear.
Danger, Jackson Hawes, I know it's a weird pick, but the reason we bring this up with Dalton Kincaid being out, his favorite target. The Bills have been using their tight ends a ton in the passing game. Jackson Hawes has two touchdown catches and really should have three. He got stopped on the one-yard line on that bomb against Baltimore. We don't know what Josh Palmer's going to look like if he's good to go. Keon Coleman has been a problem the last couple of weeks. They signed Mecole Hardman to the practice squad, and Gabe Davis could theoretically be good to go. We don't know if they're going. Over under, one half a touchdown catch for Jackson Hawes.
Yeah, I was talking to Captain Jack Spare Ribs over there before we got on here. And Josh isn't throwing to the outside. And Mecole Hardman, to me, if you're using him, he might be good for like a big play one of these games down the stretch. At minimum, you've got a guy who's better in the return game. Gabe Davis, we'll see what he has. But they're not throwing to the outside of the field. So you would expect a big game from, you know, a Shakir, a Dawson Knox, or a Jackson Hawes. All that said, I don't know that Hawes gets a touchdown. I'm going to take the under on this, but wouldn't be surprised if he has a big receiving day with Kincaid being out.
Kid ain't got the chops, man.
Okay. All right.
Nothing on the outside. That's where it all is, man, on the outside.
We turn to, according to Gary, Captain Aham. Over under. One half a touchdown catch for Jackson Hawes.
So, by my research, Dalton Kincaid is still questionable. I know he didn't practice.
He ain't playing. He's week to week. He's not playing.
But I will say the likelihood of a Jackson Hawes touchdown is lower if Dalton Kincaid is on the field. But
yeah,
I'm still going to take it. I think Jackson Hawes is going to get in the end zone. He's proven himself as a tough scallywag, finding himself open in the flat.
Is that what we were waiting for? It was scallywag what we were waiting for?
I'm free balling in here, baby.
You're free balling.
I'm taking the over.
Let's get to the fourth pick and get this over with. CMF. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
6 points? What are they picking them up? They ain't winning this game. They ain't winning this game.
Wow.
I ain't seeing it, man. I ain't seeing any passion.
The tides have turned.
Why aren't they winning this game?
They got no passion.
What do you mean they got no passion?
Passion. I say they do not win this game. They do not cover because they do not win.
So is it going to be a close one at least?
Oh, is it a home Tampa Bay blowout you're talking
That's
about?
What I'm asking. That's what I'm asking.
Pirate ship blowout?
That is what I'm asking.
Fire them cannons, boys. Bring them to Western New York. We may have a Tampa Bay blowout.
May or will?
We're going to have a Baker Mayfield Tampa Bay. Yeah, I think they blow them out. I think they beat the Bills by 10 points.
In their own house.
In their own house.
Okay.
It's going to be embarrassing.
Okay.
Embarrassing again.
Now we turn to Ryan. Caleb writes.
Duffy
in WCMF. He says, I can't tell if Ryan's trying to be Long John Silver or he's a side effect from eating every menu item from Long John Silver.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Good way.
Ryan, do the Bills win this game? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
I, at this point in the season, am in complete show-me mode. So until I see it with my one good eye, I can't put faith in the Bills to go out and win a game.
Damn.
So I'm going to say that the Bills are not going to cover, and I think Tampa Bay is going to win by 3. I think it will be a close game, but I'm taking the Bills to lose.
Damn.
Okay. Danger, I am going to read you the most statistic of the week.
Ooh, big stat.
For all you degenerate gamblers. The Bills have yet to cover at home this season as a favorite. They covered against the Ravens and the Chiefs, but they were dogs at home in that game. Miami, New Orleans, and New England, they did not cover. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 6 points or more?
So I think the Bills need this game more than the Bucs need it. The Bucs are going to win their division, even if they drop a game to Buffalo here. And the Bills need to keep pace with New England if they want a chance of winning the division. I think the Bills win. I don't think they cover. I'm going 31-27 Bills.
Close, though.
Wait, they covered, though.
They did not cover.
No, did not cover. I'm sorry.
Did not cover.
Did not cover. Okay. All right. Let's get to our bonus pick from
Tommy
here on CMF.
That's a good one.
Nats. I love how you paused down, like, oh, let me be polite for the first time ever, buddy, instead of cutting you. Go ahead, stupid.
You are going to see a first in this game.
What's that?
After the game.
What's
after
that?
You are going to see a first.
What do we got?
You're going to see a Coach McDermott post-game conference meltdown.
He's going to melt down.
He's going to melt down in that conference. They're going to start needling his ass, and he's going to walk away. He's going to walk.
He's never done
he's
that.
Walk.
Right. That's why I'm saying you're going to see it. That would make it a first.
So
though,
Sean
it?
McDermott, who...
They're going to start getting to him, and he's going to start getting pissed off.
He has faced a player dying on the field.
He didn't die.
An expose.
I could stand over a guy and look concerned. Oh, my God.
13 seconds. An expose where he was outed as using Al-Qaeda as a motivational thing. Sexual assault allegations with a punter. Sexual assault allegations with Von Miller. All the losses in the playoffs. He's never once not handled it with class.
It's going to get personal.
Today it gets... Okay. It's so Sunday. All right. You got it. Danger. Despite Sean McDermott never having lost his cool in a press conference ever.
You know it's an act. He loses it behind closed doors. He's Bobby Knight.
No, but he could. He doesn't do it in public. Does Sean McDermott lose it at the post-game press conferences?
I would be satisfied if for the rest of the season, Tommy's bonus pick was an ex-player committing arson like we had last week. Jim Kelly going to Sean McDermott's house with a Molotov cocktail because he's so pissed off about how the Bills are playing. That would be... I would accept that for the rest of the season. I'm going to say a no to this one. McDermott is going to be fine.
All right. We turn to Ryan. Jake wants to know, is he in the ocean looking for Gravy Jones' locker? Ryan.
Patrick.
Does Sean McDermott melt down and walk out in his post-game press conference this week?
I'm with Danger in that I think it is more likely that Jim Kelly will throw a Molotov cocktail through Sean McDermott's front living room bay window than Sean McDermott to go anything over one decibel of response volume at a press conference. So I'm going to go with the under or the no. No way that's happening.
Okay.
What?
Ryan looks like stars of the Carrabba's Italian Grill. All right, Mike Danger, 3 to 6 every weekday on the Sports Bar. You can catch him. What do you guys got going on?
We got our insider from Tampa Bay, the editor at Pewter Report, Scott Reynolds, is going to give us everything out of Tampa Bay, and then we'll talk some Buffalo Bills with our buddy Damon Amendolera, the host of the Bill Maddock podcast, this afternoon, live from Remedy in Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack this afternoon.
If you want to see Ryan, he will be fronting every cover band at Pineapple Jacks for the rest of his
career. Round and round, we love the kind of way to do the thing. You guys know Rat.
I thought I did.
Ryan.
Patrick.
If I want to catch the newest Let's Go Duffalo, where can I find that?
You can find that on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And you can follow us on social media at let's.go.duffalo on YouTube and TikTok and Instagram.
So you guys, it's normally a sports podcast.
Yeah, correct? It is a sports podcast.
But you do take it in different directions occasionally, correct?
Well, this week it is still sports related. So,
but you went in a different direction a little bit?
Yeah, let me just give you a quick background. Yeah. Last week, Jim.
Jim.
From the Ryan.
The RCCFO, Rochester Chapter.
Oh, Jimmy.
Football officials.
Yeah.
You know Jimbo.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows Jimbo.
I thought his name was John.
No, it's Jim.
That's his brother.
I said that multiple times. So the local high school football officials, they were having a banquet.
All the refs.
Week. Yes. And
big end of the year thing.
Last week, Jim reached out to me asking if I could MC the gig for him. He listens to the show. Really appreciate Jim. And unfortunately, both of my daughters had activities Tuesday night. There was no way I can make it. So I wrote back. I go, hey, man, wish I could. So he reaches back out to me and he goes, would your brother do it?
So he requested Ryan.
Yes. And I laughed. So I screenshotted it and I sent it to Ryan thinking Ryan would also go, ha ha. And Ryan goes, I'll do it.
Ye of little faith. I crushed it.
Okay, so Ryan had to write 10 minutes of material to do jokes. Ryan's never done stand-up before. Not really someone who gets up and talks in front of a room full of people, as obvious based on every appearance he's ever done here. So I had Ryan record the jokes that he wrote and performed for this gig.
Yeah.
At the thing.
Yeah.
And we played them one by one on the podcast as well.
And, like, critiqued it?
Yeah, we broke it down.
Okay.
And
how'd that go?
A little film breakdown,
gotcha,
if you will.
Let's put it this way.
Yeah.
The silence from Ryan's punchlines is filled by me howling with laughter as we break down what he did. Because you heard it. I played it for you.
I heard. I did hear some stuff.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful banquet hall, but the acoustics weren't great. And oftentimes when people were laughing, they were lifting their head backs and laughing up toward the heavens. So it didn't really get caught on the mic.
Were they looking for exits?
Well, Ryan said that these referees, it's not just Section 5. They ref games all the way from like Buffalo to Syracuse, okay, down to the Southern Tier. And it turns out that 7 officials volunteered to ref a game in the Southern Tier while he was on stage just to get out of that banquet.
Oh, reduce, reuse, recycle jokes that you used on the podcast.
You can catch that joke and more.
So here's what I don't get. Like, you know, whatever, you recorded this and gave it back to your brother.
Of course.
Now, no matter what happened, he was going to kill it.
Sure.
Did that not bother you a little?
Not in the least, because I know my own self-worth, my friend. I'm dressed as a pirate on a radio show.
Yes. All right. It seems like you painted yourself into a little bit of a corner.
No corners over here. We're all rounded.
Doesn't take a lot of paint to paint himself into a corner.
He is well rounded.
All right.
Boys, always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Yar.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If I have in front of me,
yeah,
the best airports in America to get drunk in.
Okay. I may have had a couple of drinks at some of these places.
So they did the ranking based on 3 factors. You ready?
Yeah.
Concentration of bars and restaurants, accessibility, and quality of said bars.
Mm.
And there's a reason we're bringing this up. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that Tommy loves,
yes,
loves drinking in airports.
I do.
Even though it is unbelievably expensive.
Yeah, but it's just something about it, man. You know what I mean? Especially if you're going on vacation, you're getting in the vibe, you know, you're wrapping up a vacation. It's nice.
All right, so you've flown all over the country. You've drank in a lot of airports.
Yes.
Do you want to take a swing at what the best drunken airport is in America?
Drunken full airport?
Yeah.
JFK, the JetBlue wing of JFK has got some really nice bars.
Okay. JFK was ranked as one of the worst places airports to drink in America.
Mm. Damn.
Kimmy, you want to take a swing?
I'm trying to think of like a big hub. Detroit.
No.
Okay. Like a hub or Chicago.
No.
No?
The highest ranked drinking airport in America,
yeah,
Logan in Boston.
Oh.
75 out of 100 on their ranking, above average in all 3 categories, especially bar density. They have 10 alcohol serving venues per square mile at Logan Airport.
Damn. That's weird because like I'm thinking,
it's not a hub.
Yeah, it's not like a place where you're hanging out. Unless you're like, you're either arriving somewhere or going somewhere.
Yeah, I've never like had a flight where I had made a connection.
Yeah, I've never made a connection in Boston.
I wonder if they have a lot of international flights going towards Europe.
But usually, all JFK and that. Like,
well, it could be, I guess, but I just wouldn't think of it as a as one of the ones where people are sitting down to have a drink.
All right, so as we go down the list here, Nashville was number two.
That kind of makes sense with the party.
And they said that the bar scene at the airport rivals downtown Nashville. Mm-hmm. Third was Kansas City, and I can attest to this one personally.
Okay.
The entire airport is a bar. I'm not exaggerating.
So Kansas City is a kind of a weird hub for people that are heading west.
Oh.
Well, they're going to Hawaii. They call it the gateway to the west.
Well, they kind of do.
No, it's really stupid.
Yeah, it's what they're going to move the arch.
No, I'm dead ass serious. Like, so it's a lot like our airport. It's not that big.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like one long line, and the entire line is pretty much a bar.
Damn. All right. Hmm. That's a sneaky one.
That's interesting.
Reagan in D.C. was fourth, and the top five was wrapped up, by Louis Armstrong, New Orleans International Airport.
So two party cities have party airports.
Yeah. Well, would you?
Nashville and New Orleans.
You wouldn't call Boston a party city?
Because
of the founding fathers.
Oh, yeah.
Not fond of alcohol, those guys.
I'm surprised, based on that list, that Vegas didn't pop up on there, because you can gamble in the airport.
Vegas was in the top 10. They were ranked 10th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it just feels like it fits with that same category.
Are you more likely, if you have the option to route your flights... would you choose to route through a better drinking airport?
No, I mean, I'm going to find a bar at any airport, so no, I wouldn't do that.
I'm more about the food selection.
Is it that much different airport to airport?
I don't know, but I know Baltimore, because I've flown through there a couple times, has a really great food selection.
They do, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they have like a huge food court with every type of fast food.
So the reason I bring it up with booze, for a very, very, very long time, and I don't know if this is still the case, Atlanta was one of the only airports left in America that you could smoke. They had a smoking section.
That makes sense in the South, right? Yeah.
So, but it was like the only one. Can you Google if you can still smoke in Atlanta? So, like, I would, and I knew people who would, intentionally go out of their way to get a layover in Atlanta so you could have a cigarette.
Well, Atlanta does have a strip club in the airport.
No, they don't.
The landing strip? Yes, they do.
They do not have a strip club in the airport.
Google it. They do. No, they're the only country, the only airport, I think, in the world that has a strip club.
They do not have a strip club in the airport.
All the indoor smoking rooms were closed in January 2020.
Wait, they closed the strip club?
To comply with a city ordinance. So, yeah, as of 2020, they are no longer in the airport.
Are there any American airports in which you can smoke anymore?
There can't be.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Atlanta made it to 2020.
Yeah.
Like,
who would be left?
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing south and west.
Yeah, you got to go west.
So south and west is
like Wyoming.
So New Mexico.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. The best drinking airport in America is Logan in Boston. What sucks about that is, like you said, for us, unless you are going to Boston, the only time you're going to be in that airport is going to Boston.
Yeah.
Whereas you may route through Kansas City, you may route through, you know, you may be going to Nashville. But that's the thing, too. Like, are you going to get hammered before leaving where you are, like Boston or Nashville or D.C.?
Like, to go on a flight or coming home?
Well, because here's the thing. If you're not going to route through Nashville for anywhere else, right? So the only time you'd spend a lot of time in that airport is leaving.
Right, so let's say you got to the airport so damn early that you had to hang out for a while.
But you're not going to party leaving when you've been in a party city the entire
time. But you
time.
May, just because you're just stuck there for so long.
I'm already hungover. I don't want to do that.
Most of my heavy drinking is usually going, not coming home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes you an alcoholic.
Well, thanks for the news alert.
Just letting you know.
Yes, I know.
Kimmy, it's okay.
I'm a little disappointed with JFK because I always loved that JetBlue terminal. So nice.
I love how you're such a drunk, like you don't even realize you're in one of the worst drinking airports. Like, ah, booze, give me. Like, the airport could have just like a dumpster behind an alley where the half of drank bottle of booze is one of the best drinking airports.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.